Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and may thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and let it out slowly. And as you continue to breathe in slowly, just be reminded of God breathing the breath of life into the first human. As you continue to breathe in, just settle into the space where you are. As you breathe out, allow your shoulders to relax. Just invite God to be present with you right now. Just allow God's Spirit to center your attention on Jesus. Allow him to help you be fully present in this moment to him. God, we ask that by the power of your Spirit, you would speak through your scriptures, through your word, that you would convict us of sin where we need convicting, that you would bring healing where we need healing, freedom where there is enslavement. Would you awaken beauty where there has been ashes? God, we give this time and this space to you to do whatever it is that is according to your agenda, your plan, your good and perfect will. Speak through your word. Your servants are listening. The author of Hebrews in chapter 10 writes this: "For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, it can never make perfect those who draw near." Taking another long, slow, deep breath. Allow these sentences to speak to you as you draw near. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never make perfect those who draw near. What are the things of the law the acts of obedience. That you may from time to time use to draw near. It may not be the sacrifices of animals, but what are the acts of obedience that can so easily make you think they're earning your right standing with God, or they are paying for mistakes that you've made? Just allow God's Spirit to reveal the reality of the futility of our good works in earning anything. Since the law has but a shadow of the good things, it can never make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, they would not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sin. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. God, thank you for the reminder of the futility of our good works in earning your favor. God, thank you that they set us up to have the mindset of desperation for something better, something more than a shadow. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me." God, thank you for the body you prepared. The body of Jesus that you prepared, that you are willing to give, to offer, that would bring to completion that need for something better. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have not taken pleasure. Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." Jesus, thank you for being willing to do the will of God. Perfect will that you had set beforehand, to freely offer yourself as the perfect, the complete sacrifice. When he said above, "You have not desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings," burnt offerings and sin offerings, the ones offered according to the law. Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things, it can never make perfect those who draw near. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. And by that will, we have been sanctified, made holy, washed clean, made righteous through the offering of the body of Jesus the Messiah once for all." God, are there ways that we are still trying to earn your approval? That we are still trying to make our way back into your good graces after we sin? Would you help us to realize the complete and utter futility of us seeking to earn what has already been given to us free of charge by the costly sacrifice of Jesus? Would you help us to feel his words, "It is finished. It has been completed"? Would you help us to rest in Jesus' finished work on our behalf, doing your will, giving his life? God, would we be able to live in, to walk in, to breathe in that freedom, that life here and now? Would you help us to forsake our earning and embrace what you have earned on our behalf? For since the law has but a shadow of the good things, it can never make perfect those who draw near. Therefore Christ said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared. Behold, O God, I have come to do your will. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Would you help those truths to sink deep into the core of our being and well up gratitude that would draw us into deeper relationship with you. That we would be saturated in your love. And that we would live lives of obedience in response to what you have earned. That it would be an overflow of the love that you have borne in our hearts, that you are growing in our lives. God, would you order our obedience rightly? Thank you for your grace and your kindness and your generosity. Continue to do the work that you're doing for your glory, for your honor and praise. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.